Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just adore you. We bless you, O King. You are mighty and you are great. You are awesome and powerful in all your ways. We just adore you, our King. We just adore you as Lord. We adore you as shepherd of our lives. Oh, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, I thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, you are holy God. You are an awesome King. Nobody greater than you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are your end-time warriors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, holy are you, mighty are you. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies, that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in the earth realm now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us in safety and in peace, oh God. Truly, there's nobody greater than you, nobody more powerful, nobody more awesome than you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we do not make war after the flesh, but after the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for thundering down upon the enemy. Release your voice of hailstones, coals of fire. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning, O God. Send out your arrows and scatter the enemy, O God. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. O God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. In Jesus' name, we bless you this morning, O God. We just thank you that you are the God of peace, the God of love. Deliver us, O God, and bring us into a large place. In Jesus' name, Father God, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies and will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we are anointed, and you give us great deliverance. We will beat down our enemies as small as the dust and cast them out in the mire in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you this morning, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. Oh God, we did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded them, and they are not able to rise anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they have fallen under our feet. Oh Father, I thank you that you have given us your anointing to tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We trample under our feet. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Excuse me, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise and tread and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke every boar in the field, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. We close the door of every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives, in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances, in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every spirit that would try to steal our joy. In the name of Jesus, we bind, expose, and cast out any demon that would try to sleep, come in undetected, to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out the thief from our lives in Jesus' name. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for removing all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, and the sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We command our devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our family in the name of Jesus, into our church in the name of Jesus. And Father, we reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. And we receive your ministry in the name of Jesus. Lead us and make your way straight before our eyes, O God. Clothe us with the garment of salvation. We put on our beautiful garments right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let our garments always be white. Let us be clothed with humility. Cover us with the robe of righteousness, O God. Let our clothes be full of your virtue, Father. In the name of Jesus, let a mantle of power rest upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us wisdom in every area that we lack in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you this morning. We thank you that you are King, you are Lord, you are Shepherd. Nobody greater than you, Father. In the mighty holy name of Jesus, we bless you, our King. We bless you as Lord. We bless you as Savior. And Lord, you know we can't do anything without you. We're depending on you this morning. We're calling on you like never before. Oh God, you promised that whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. And you are not a man that you should lie. So Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering it in Jesus' name. Well, good morning. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. God created families. Welcome, each one of you. Oh, we are blessed and highly favored. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though an host should encamp against us, our hearts should not fear. Though war should rise against us, in this will we be confident. One thing we have desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire into his temple. In the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He shall set us upon a rock. And now shall our head be lifted up above our enemies round about us. Therefore will we offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We will sing, yea, we will sing praises unto our Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice, have mercy upon us and answer us. When thou saidest, seek ye our face, our heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will we seek. Hide not thy face in anger. Put not thy servants away in anger. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. When our father and our mother forsake us, O Lord, I thank you that you will take us up. Teach us thy way, O Lord, and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Deliver us not over unto the will of our enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against us. And such as breathe out cruelty. We have fainted unless we have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Well, may the readers and the hearers of the word of God be blessed. I thank God for each of you this morning. Oh, we are blessed to be in the land of the living. You know, Genesis 1:27-28. Says God created man in his image, and in the image of God, he created them. You know, we serve a holy God, a righteous God, a mighty King, and it's nobody that's greater than our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our soon coming King. He will return. He is not a man that he should lie. He will return. So I thank God this morning that we serve a great God. We serve the Lord God Almighty. He is mighty in the heavens. He is mighty in the earth. He is mighty, mightier than we can ever think or imagine. Can you imagine? He made the whole earth and everything in it in 7 days. Excuse me. And then he rested. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome king. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is the great and mighty King. So this morning we're grateful that he loves us so much, that he died for us, and that he's soon to come for his children. Yes, he is. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. And you know, when he created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created a male and a female. And then he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Yes, he did. So thus, the first family began with Adam and Eve, and they multiplied. And look, all over the earth, there are human beings. All over the earth, there are human beings. And God said, everything he made is good. Everything he made is good. So we are trusting in our King this morning, our Father. And you know, he's our Lord and our Savior. And he doesn't forget us. You know, sometimes we feel neglected. We feel forgotten. But guess what? We serve a mighty God. He does not forget us. He does not forget us. He loves us. Yes, he does. Even when we think, you know, sometimes we think, oh, my God, where is he? Where is he? He's still on the throne. He has not forgotten you. And guess what? He don't forget his promises that he make to us either. No, he does not. He keeps every promise. You know, he keeps promises that he made to us even when we were children and we prayed to him. He still answers those prayers. Just wait on him. Wait on him like never before. He will answer. He's not just, you know, sitting there. He's busy, busy, busy. He answers prayers daily. So count on him and call on his name now. Don't forget to call on the Lord thy God. He's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can think or imagine. He's a great king, and he loves his people. So God has a plan for family. He does have a plan for family. He thought of everything before the foundations of the earth. He didn't just think of it yesterday when you were born. No, he thought of it before the foundations of the earth. What a mighty God we serve. You know, he's a great God now. He has a plan for his people, a plan for his children. And I tell you what, that purpose shall be fulfilled. That mighty purpose shall be fulfilled. So don't worry. God is still on the throne. He has not forgotten you. You may feel like it sometimes, but he has not forgotten you. No. He don't forget his children. He even know how many hairs you have on your head. He even know your address. He know how many children are going to be born in your family before the foundations of the earth. He has a mighty plan. Now, you know, in Deuteronomy 6, this is his plan for families. He said, in verse 4 through 9, he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words, listen to what he's saying. And these words I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. These words shall be in thine heart. Yes, he did say that. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. That's our family. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house and when thou walkest by the way. And when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of on thy gate. Yes, he did. He commanded us to do that. So first we got to love him with all our heart, soul, and strength. And he commands us those things. He didn't just say, well, if you wish or if you want to. No, he commanded us. Today we're honoring families. We thank God for families, for fathers and mothers and children and extended families. So this morning I'm going to say a prayer for families this morning, for God to strengthen families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you instituted the families, the fathers, the mothers, the children. We realize, however, Father God, that a family unit can consist of other combinations. In the name of Jesus, such as a husband and a wife, a father and children, a mother and children, or siblings, even grandparents and children, or aunts and uncle or children. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the standard of a godly family will be restored in our nation. May there be a resurgence in the public forum of the benefits of a godly family. May it become apparent to those who form public opinion that family values as represented in the scripture are the path in which our nation to lead our nation. So I thank God this morning for families. We are thanking God and we are praising him for families this morning. You know, we serve a great God. We serve the Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heaven. Let's honor God as our Father who created families by giving him thanks this morning. This morning we have with us Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. She's our own Jackie Travis who's with us weekly. And she's going to be singing this morning to the glory of the King, the Almighty King. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's there. Got her phone on mute. How you doing, Jackie?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm down here in the flea market with some little people. They will give me some coffee and some good pound cake.
Oh, wow. I hope you watch when you eat the pound cake.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to pound cake and coffee. They get me every morning, every Saturday. Yeah. Yes,
waiting,
I was just
waiting for your cousin to come on. She ain't come on yet.
Okay, well, she's probably at the hospital right now because, you know, it's a time difference there.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock there instead of 9.
Yeah, I just texted her a few minutes ago. Well, what you going to do for family day today?
Well, I was going to sing the song I know she likes, but she's not there, so, well, they don't, I can come back later. Hey, darling.
Hey.
How you doing? Good morning. I'm trying to go somewhere where it's quiet.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll be on shortly, I'm sure.
I'm going to sing the song I've Got So Much to Thank God For.
All right, now.
I've got so much to thank God for. Hallelujah. Yes, I've got so much to thank God for. He is so great and I'm so small. Yet he sacrificed it all. The fate of my soul was so important. God sent his son to take the fall on a rocky cross at Calvary. And he died for someone like me. He and I owe him praise. I owe him praise. I owe him praise forevermore. 'Cause I've got so much, so much, so much to thank God for. I've got so much
I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much, so much. I've got so much to thank God for. Amen.
Amen, amen. We have got so much. Thank you, Jackie. That's beautiful. We have got so much to thank God for. He gave Jesus so we could have abundant life and more of it. You know, he's such a great king, and he's an awesome God, and we just thank him this morning for all that he's done and all that he's going to do. We bless our Lord this morning. So we are grateful for our King. We are grateful to him. We got so much to thank him for life, for strength. You know, some people can't get out of bed anymore, but we're able to get up. Some people don't have their right mind. We can thank him for our right mind. We have so much to thank him for. We can thank him for the weather. We can thank him for our families. We have so much to thank him for. We can thank him for peace of mind. We have so much to thank him for. Well, as we continue thanking God, Minister Stacy Pullman from Jacksonville, Florida, as well, is going to sing another song of praise unto our King. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What are you going to sing?
Nobody Greater.
Amen. Nobody. Oh, my God. We got great songs this morning. I got so much to thank God for, and there's nobody greater. All right.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Nobody greater than you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen, amen. How true. Nobody greater. Nobody can create a whole earth, whole world in 6 days and rest. Nobody can, nobody's more powerful. Nobody can put a sun in the sky and have it shine just the right time. Or the moon. Nobody's greater than our God. Nobody can create a human being in their own image. Nobody, nobody greater than our God. I thank you, Minister Stacy, this morning. Well,
you're welcome.
I heard my girls this morning. Who was singing with you?
Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Hey, Bianca, how are you?
Good.
Where'd you Bria?
Sleep.
Oh, she's asleep. Okay. You ready for the FCAT this week, Bianca?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I know you're going to make a good score on it. I'm going to be praying for you. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Bianca, her sister Jabria, and all the children that will be taking those state tests, national tests, oh God. And Lord, I ask you to bless them. Open up their minds, oh God. Oh God, give them ready answers in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for high scores for Jabria and Bianca, and the children throughout the United States, oh God. Give them high scores. Oh, Father God, I thank you for giving them sound minds. I thank you for bringing back to their remembrance everything that they've learned since they began school. I thank you that they will make such a high score on the test, oh God. The nation itself will be, can't even think of the word. The nation will be in shock because of the high scores the children will make. I thank you that they'll eat a healthy breakfast. They'll get plenty of rest. They'll have strength, and they'll be alert in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, thank you.
Thank you. Well,
thank
Father
you.
God. All right, love you. Father God created a physical family and a spiritual family. Those who are a part of the body of Christ through Jesus Christ, our Savior, are in our family also. They are part of the spiritual family of God. This morning, our speaker is a part of our Bible Story Family Land. She comes on weekly with songs of praise unto God. In spite of all that she's encountered this week, she pressed her way to be on with us. We're going to lift up her mother, Miss Valerie Newsom, right now, who turned 80 this past week. We thank God for abundant life. She's been in the hospital for about a week now. So we're going to pray for her. Father, we lift up your servant, Sister Mother Valerie Newsom, oh God. You know all about her. You are there in the hospital with her. You never leave her. You go everywhere she goes, oh God. Strengthen her body, remove inflammation, remove any swelling. Oh, God, remove any fear from her. I thank you, Father God, that she's beginning to trust in you more and more with each and every passing day. I thank you that you have given her life and life more abundantly. I thank you for the right doctors, the right nurses, oh, God. And, Lord, I thank you for a daughter, Minister Donna Hawkins, who cares so much for her mother, oh, God. Let her children rise up and call Mother Valerie Newsom blessed, oh God. May they bless their mother daily, oh God. May they do those things that are needed, oh Father God, to help her in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you for an early release from the hospital. I thank you for all that you're doing for your daughter, Mother Valerie Newsom, oh God. Strengthen her body inside out. Heal every organ, every tissue, blood vessels. Cleanse the blood, oh God. We thank you for removing any infection from our body. We thank you, oh God. And Father God, we are expecting that great healing to come forth in her body in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continually honor the Father this morning. Our speaker is a mighty woman of God. She's a wife, a mother of many, many children. She taught in elementary schools, and presently she's a distinguished practitioner in the Department of Early Childhood and Elementary Education in Murray State College. She's an associate minister at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church. She is our own minister, Donna Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister G.
How are you and how's your mom?
Doing wonderful, wonderful today. I tell you what, we've already had a full morning this morning, but God is still good and he still gets glory. This time last Saturday, we were making arrangements to honor my mom. Last Saturday was her 88th birthday, so she's 88. Yes, but we had lunch at her house. We had a wonderful time. She had the foods that she wanted to eat. She wanted caramel cake and ice cream. So that's what we had on last Saturday. Family members came together, and we just fellowshipped and had a wonderful time on last Saturday. And you know, the Lord will let you do some things to get you ready for other things that you have to go through. Who would have known that a week later she would be here in the hospital? We brought her here Tuesday, so she's been here since Tuesday, and I've spent every night with her because she is my mama, and you only have one mama. So I'm going to do whatever it takes in order to be sure that she's comfortable and to be sure she has what she needs. She's having a little bit of trouble with fluid being built up in her body, but we know that the Lord is a healer. So we're praying for a healing, a complete healing for her. Now, she is going to have to be here at the hospital a little while longer. They're going to transfer her to transitional care on Monday. But then it's in the Lord's hands.
Amen, amen. Well, he does answer prayers, so we'll be praying for her throughout the week.
Thank you. We need it.
Amen. And we're praying for your strength as well. I prayed for you again last night, your strength, because I know being in the hospital, you never really get enough rest.
That's right. That first night, the monitor went off every 2 minutes. So I had to reset the monitor every 2 minutes all night long on Tuesday night. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. That helps to build our character and helps to build our patience.
Yes.
Everything doesn't always happen the way we want it to happen. But if we can bless the Lord no matter what, he'll make everything all right.
Yes. Amen, amen. Well, we're ready for the word whenever you're ready to bring it.
Thank you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. First, we give reverence to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to Minister G, who blesses so many people with her life, with her broadcast. We thank God for you, Minister G, and to all the listeners who are so faithful to come on every Saturday, and to those listeners who are faithful who come on Saturday just to get a blessing. And there is a blessing in everything that we say and everything that we do if we look for the good in people and in everything. I was up most of the night last night because my mom is here in the hospital. But when I came out this morning to sit in my car to deliver this message, the birds were singing, the sun was shining. So I thank God this morning that still, even in the midst of difficult situations, he still lets us know that he's in control, and he still lets us know that he's in charge of everything. So I'm just thankful today. I am so grateful and honored that you allowed me to share a message again today. And this is a message that the Lord gave me. So I'm asking the listeners to please pray while this message is being delivered today. It's taken from Psalms 1, the entire Psalms 1, and this is one of my favorite psalms. The word says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. My subject for today is blessed or cursed. The choice is yours. Blessed or cursed. The choice is yours. Gracious Lord, I humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing me to see this day. Now, Lord, I ask you to hide me behind your cross so that your people will hear more of you and less of me. I thank you, Lord, for this awesome, I thank you for this awesome privilege. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus. Blessed or cursed, the choice is yours. The scripture that I shared with you this morning is from Psalms. Without a doubt, Psalms is the best-loved book in the Old Testament. Someone has called it the solid gold of Christian experience, and that's because you'll find treasure throughout the book. This book of Psalms is divided into five sections. Each section closes with a doxology. David is the author of 73 of the Psalms. As a matter of fact, he wrote this passage this morning. Oh, I love the Psalms. You see, the Psalms tell what God has done in the past. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh, I love the Psalms. The Psalms tell what God is doing in the present. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, I love the Psalms. And the Psalms, they tell what God will do in the future. You see, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Oh, I love the Psalms. Yes, I do. The Hebrew title of the book of Psalms is Praise, or Book of Praises, and the main content of the book includes praises, prayers, and worship. The Psalms give us a clear picture of a Christian's life. Oh, I love the Psalms. In Psalms 1, we read about two people, two ways, two destinies. Which one are you this morning? In Psalms 1, the Lord tells us exactly what we need to do in order to be blessed. The instructions are so clear that even Stevie Wonder can see them. Although God created us, he still gives us free will and a free choice. We can obey God's word and be happy, or we can disobey God's word and be condemned. Whosoever will, let him come. You see, Jesus stands at the door of our heart and knocks. And if we choose to open up the door, he'll come in and sup with us. Oh, God loves us so much. He does. He gives us clear instructions. He tells us where to walk. He tells us where to stand, and he tells us where to sit. You see, we've got to read God's word. And not only that, we've got to delight ourselves in God's word. We've got to get some pleasure out of the words that he left in the Bible for us. We've got to study God's word. We've got to live God's word. We've got to meditate on God's word. We can't just be hearers of the word, but we've got to be doers too. You see, the Bible is our manual for life. We read it to be wise. We believe it to be saved. And we live it to be holy. The Bible contains our basic instructions before leaving earth. You see, the Lord wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, it's kind of hard to rightly divide the word of truth if you don't know what the word of truth is. So we've got to be rooted, and we've got to be grounded in his word. God wants us to hide his word in our heart so we won't sin against him. He wants us to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. He wants us to be settled and in a place of nourishment and in a place of refreshment. Tell me this, have you ever seen a tree hopping from one place to another? Of course not. He doesn't want us to be moving from this place to another, but he wants us to be stable and set in our place, serving and worshiping him.
He doesn't want us to be dry and unproductive, but he wants us to flourish. He wants us to grow. He wants us to prosper. If you've been a Christian for 50 years, your life ought to show it. If you've been a Christian for 50 years, there ought to be a change that has come over you. If you've been a Christian for 50 years, you ought to be settled, comfortable to know that whatever this world throws at you, whatever comes your way, that God has you and he will protect you. He'll protect you when the storms are coming. He'll protect you when the winds are raging. He is our protection. Yes, he is. God wants our roots to run so deep that we're able to withstand anything that life brings our way. He wants our roots to run so deep. He wants them to reach the solid rock that's beneath this dirt. He wants us to wrap our roots around that solid rock so that when the storms of life are raging, we might sway, but we won't be swallowed up. We might bend, but we won't break. God assures us that if we don't keep company with sinful people, if we don't act like them, if we don't support their bad habits, if we don't go along to get along, then we'll be blessed. He wants us to have life, and he wants us to have that life more abundantly. He wants us to live blessed. He wants us to live a separate life. He doesn't want us to live like sin and then think that we're going to go to heaven. But he wants everything that we do to represent him because he has saved us. He has washed us. He has cleaned us. He has made us whole. He has placed our feet on the solid rock. And we can stand this morning knowing that whatever Satan throws our way, we're going to be able to stand. But you know, the ungodly are not anything like the people who are blessed. As a matter of fact, they're dry, they're dead, and they're lifeless. They're not good for anything. They are like the salt that's lost its savor. And the only thing that it's good for is to be cast out and cast under the feet of men, to be trodden upon by the feet of men. The ungodly are tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. They'll show up over here, then they'll show up over there. They're not dependable. They're double-minded, and they're unstable. You never know what they're going to say, and you never know what they're going to do. The ungodly will not be numbered among the blessed. They won't be able to enter into the joy of the Lord. They'll never hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," because they are not good and they are not faithful. They'll never hear the words, "You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many," because they have not been. They'll never hear these words. They will be condemned into eternal damnation. But it's not the desire of the Father that any would be lost. As Christians, we ought to do all within our power to bring the lost to the Lord before it's everlasting too late. Let me ask you this, brothers and sisters. Do you know anybody who's not saved? Do you know anybody who is lost? Oh, I bet you don't have to look very far to find somebody. May even have somebody right there in the house with you right now who is not saved. Well, this is the time and this is the hour for the Christians to stand up and be a witness, because God wants everybody to be saved. The word says that the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God doesn't want us to perish. You see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God's plan of salvation is so simple. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says that for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, my brothers and sisters, this morning you have a choice. Yes, you do. You have a choice. Blessed or cursed, the choice is yours. My brothers and sisters, choose you this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. My mom is here at Baptist Health Hospital right now. But let me tell you what, my mom has had a good life. My mom knows the Lord. He has made a way for her all of her life. And the good part about it is she has two daughters, and her daughters are saved. She has nieces and nephews that she has raised, and they're saved. And when a mother knows that she's done all that she can do, that her children are safely wrapped in the arms of Jesus, she has no regrets. If you talk to my mom today, she'll tell you, oh, I'm ready to go. I've had a good life. The Lord has been good to me. I'm saved, and that makes all the difference. You see, when your family members are saved, you know that death is just one step. Yes, it is. There's just one step between life and death. But we know that those who die in the Lord shall live again. Yes, they will. And what a great homecoming that will be in the sky when we all see Jesus. He's coming back again. And my brothers and sisters, choose you this day whom you will serve. Tomorrow is not promised to you. As a matter of fact, you don't know what today holds. But the best thing for you to do is to be sure of your salvation, to be sure of the relationship that you have with the Lord, so that come what may, whether you live or you die, you're going to be all right because you're already saved. Your name is in the book, in the Lamb's book of life. You're already saved. The Lord has already made a way for you. You know that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Oh, you don't just accidentally fall up into heaven. But you've got to make your way. You've got to make preparations to go to heaven. And, yes, we're going to leave this world one of these old days. But tell me this, when you leave, where will your final home be? Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Gracious Lord, I only thank you for this word this morning. Lord, we know that your word, if it's cast up on the water, it will not return void. So I'm praying this morning that your word has pricked the heart of the listeners today, that if their relationship is not the way it should be with you, that today will be the day that they will declare that you are Lord, you are Savior, you are Lord, that they will confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that God did raise you, Jesus, from the grave. We thank you, Lord, for your saving power. We thank you, Lord, for your saving power this morning. Lord, I do ask you to bless all the listeners today and keep them in your holy care. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Oh, my God, that was an awesome word. Blessed or cursed, the choice is yours. You know what, we serve a loving God, and he doesn't force us to love him. I appreciate that message, Minister Donna. I tell you, it was a blessing. I love that scripture in Psalms 1. Every day I read the Psalms. Every day I read the Psalms. It's such a blessing to read the Psalms. So, you know, like she said, Psalms tell us what God is doing in the present, not in the past, but in the present. And she talked about the Bible is God's word, is basic instructions before leaving the earth. And we all need to be saved. Now, God said he don't want not one lost. So I thank God for that powerful word. I mean, after all she's been through all week, being at the hospital since Tuesday, every day, 24/7. But yet she brought a powerful word. God used you today, woman of God. I thank God for you.
God bless you. I love you, Minister G, and thank you. I needed a break. I needed to come out of the room for a little while. I do thank you.
I thank you. Oh, my God, that was so powerful. In the midst of all the things you were going through, God still used you. He still put his word. He still put his word, grounded it, rooted it deeply within you. So I thank God it was a powerful word. Read the Psalms, everybody. It will bless you like never before. The Psalms is just a blessing. And she talked about salvation, how we all got to be saved. Now, you know, it's a choice. Do you want to be blessed or do you want to be cursed? You could take a choice. God ain't forcing us. He loves us, and he wants us to be saved, but he will not force us. No, he's requiring us to be saved, but if you choose to be cursed instead of blessed, it's on you. Because God said, you know, he's there. He stands at the door and knocks at our heart. All we got to do is say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You know what? I want to decree some things over families this morning. Jackie's going to come on and sing Minister Donna's favorite song. You there, Jackie? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot that. Hold on, Jackie. You there, Jackie? She got her phone on mute, but she'll be there in a minute. All
yeah,
right.
I think, oh, my goodness, I got another call. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, what you going to sing?
We all a family. That's my cousin. She loves that song. Yes, we have been going through something this week, like she said. We've been praying for my auntie and Valerie and my other auntie and Lou. She was just in the hospital, so we're just going back and forth with them going. But those girls are some strong ladies in our family. So they are strong, and we know that they know that we know that they know that we're praying for them, and everything's going to be okay. So we're a family. We try to stick together. But here's it goes. We are a family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together. We'll stay together. A family that prays together will stay together. We all a family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about that family that prays together will stay together. Let us pray. Let us pray, Lord. Let us pray, because we all are family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about that family that prays together, we'll stay together. The family that prays together, we'll stay together. Just let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Woo, Lord, because we all are family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together, we'll stay together. A family that prays together will stay together. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. A family that prays together stays together. You know, when you pray together,
yes,
the devil can't have room to get in there. And God will keep you close by his side. He sure will. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. Awesome song. Awesome message. So Minister Stacy's going to come with another song also. What you going to say, Minister Stacy?
I guess, Lord, you are good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you for who you are. Hallelujah. For you are good all the time and all the time. You are good. For you are good, Yeshua, all the time and all the time. You are good. Yes, you are. All the time. Yes,
We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in Jesus' name. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by the people of our nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for blessing us with longevity, with health, and strength in our bodies in Jesus' name. Well, salvation. You know, salvation is an awesome thing. And I thank God he offered it to everybody. He ain't say, well, you can have it, but you can't. No, he offered salvation to everyone. So we are grateful to our King who offered us salvation. And you know, in his word is very, very powerful now. His word is very, very powerful. And he says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he said, if we will confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then he says, for who, in verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was Minister Donna Hawkins, one of her concluding scriptures. So we all can be saved, and that's how we get blessed, through salvation. We can't get, you know, blessed and cursed at the same time. We can't straddle the fence. We got to come to repent. And, of course, you know, we don't backslide. No prodigal children in our family. We are moving forward. We decree and declare Psalms 42, we hunger and we thirst for righteousness. We thirsting for our God. Testimony time. Anybody got a quick testimony? Press 1. Got a testimony. All right, everybody's quiet. Well, it's prayer time this morning. So if you need prayer, I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins' mother again, Mother Valerie Newsom. I'm going to pray for Minister Donna's strength. And Jackie Travis said her Aunt Lou, their Aunt Lou also. We're going to pray for her. Anybody else, press 1 who need prayer. Or if you already press 1, state your prayer request.
Just pray for this Minister Stacy. You pray for my my sister Pam, my cousin Pearl, and my cousin Pete. Pray for myself to be healed from diabetes, and just pray for my family. Amen. God's strength in the Lord.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
Minister G.
Yes.
My mom listened to the broadcast, and she's still listening right now. I'm back up in her room, and we do thank you so much for praying for her. Mama's right here.
All right.
Good morning.
How you doing, Mother Newsom?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. The Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
But I enjoyed the services so much. I really did.
Amen.
Well,
how
you doing?
I'm doing great, Mother.
Doing great.
And the Lord for your health and strength.
I love listening to you on Sunday morning. I don't get to listen every Sunday, but I really enjoy it.
Amen. I thank God for you. You are wisdom to us.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. And Donald looks forward to it from week to week.
Amen.
Sometimes she brings a little telephone over. And let me listen to it. And sometimes we're on the highway when we listen to you. So that means a lot. So that means everybody can hear. Everybody can hear. And we don't have no reason to be lost. trusting God, and that's what I'm doing. Thank you for praying for me.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you for being on and listening, and I know you're praying for us, too, so we thank God for your prayers. All right, there's my good friend from New Orleans, by the way, of Dallas. Good morning, Mariba. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I've been missing you.
Yeah, how are you? We missed you on the prayer line on Tuesdays and on the radio. How you been doing?
All is well. I'm looking for an apartment, another apartment, and just praying that, that I find a nice apartment. And my car is being repaired today, so I'm giving thanks. And Deborah was released from the hospital. She had two operations in one. So all is well.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Mariba. Thanks for being on. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1.
Amen.
Yes?
Pray to God in the being. We have to go to court for some things. If you can pray for God's favor in it. And also, really, it's awesome for us to play today, too. Amen. So,
okay,
amen.
Favor in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, favor in the courtroom.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to consult the Most High, the King of Kings, our Lord, our Savior, our Father, the one whom we can talk to and bring every need. You know, we could talk to each other about things, but all we could do is listen and have compassion and empathy for one another. But God can move. He moves on our behalf. We are grateful that he blesses us. So this morning, Father, we just thank you that we could call you Lord. We can call you Savior. You are so great. You are so awesome. Lord, we can't imagine how great you are. You can hear the prayers of people in China. You can hear the prayers of people all around the world, in America, North America, South America, Australia, all at the same time. What a mighty God you are. And you never miss hearing our requests. So we thank you that you are an awesome God, a powerful God. And Father, we just bless you today. And we thank you for what you're doing on our behalf. We thank you today, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless and honor you. We just praise you this morning because you are a great God. You are the mighty King. You are the one true and living Father. And it's nobody greater than you. And, Lord, this morning I lift up your servant again, Mother Valerie Newsom. You know everything concerning her. And, Father, you sent the word and healed her. Oh, and she's healed by every stripe that you took on that cross. And, Lord, even as we speak, I thank you strengthening her body. You're strengthening her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet inside out, oh, God. I thank you that every organ in her body is healthy and well, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, I thank you that we are prospering in our health and in our soul because of you, the mighty great God. And, Lord, I thank you for her daughters, both of her daughters, oh, God, strengthen them as they go there to be with their mom while she's in a hospital, oh, God. And, Father, not only are they there, you are there. You will never leave Mother Newsom. You have never left her. In the name of Jesus, you carefully placed her in the mother's womb. And, Father God, I thank you that you're healing her body. And she's healed by every stripe that you took. So, Father God, strengthen her daughters, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and keep them healthy and well. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow them to get the rest that they need, especially Minister Donna Hawkins, oh, God. Allow her to get the rest that she needs daily and nightly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you're in their midst. Oh, you are there, oh, God. And you are hovering over them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You are blessing them with everything that they stand in the need of. I thank you that the meals that they eat in the hospital are healthy meals. Those meals that they are provided for them, Lord God, are strengthening their body, giving them even more health, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you are there preserving them. You are there taking care of them in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that you won't ever leave them, oh God. And, Lord, I lift up Aunt Lou, their aunt, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her body. You know she's an elderly woman, oh God, and she's depending upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We honor you. We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving. We give you glory today for what you've done and what you're about to do. And, Lord, I thank you that you are faithful to your children. I lift up Minister Stacy, Father God, and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing virtue going throughout her body. I rebuke diabetic conditions in your people right now. I decree and declare that we are healthy and well. We are eating healthy. We are getting proper exercise. We are drinking plenty of water, and the right thoughts are going through our minds, oh God. We are trusting in you like never before. And, Father, you know about the court hearing, oh God. I thank you for favor, favor with the judge, favor with the jury, favor with everyone who's there. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy who will come in to bring a lie and condemnation. We rebuke lies and condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you will be the judge in the courtroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for moving on every situation that Minister Stacy Holman and her family are facing, oh God. Be with her husband, oh God. Be with the children, Father God. And particularly her son, oh God. You know he's a young man right now, oh God, graduating from high school very soon, but yet not grown yet, oh God. So, Father, he still needs a parent's counsel. So I thank you for him listening to his parents as they're giving wise counsel, oh God. Remove any rebellion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Deborah, Mariba's daughter's healing, in the name of Jesus. You know, Deborah, you birthed her through Mariba. And I thank you for that healing virtue. I thank you for the strength you put on the inside of her to go up under the knife and to come out. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are walking with Deborah, talking with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway daily. Draw even closer to you. And, Father, you know Mariba stands in the need of some things that she needs from you, Father God. So even as she bend the knee and call upon your name, I thank you for a great apartment for her, oh God, where she will call on you and you will rule and reign in that place. I thank you that you will dwell in her apartment. You will dwell in her, oh God. I thank you for prayers being uttered there morning, noon, and night. I thank you for your presence being in the apartment. And, Lord, I thank you for the money for the car repairs and even a new car in the name of Jesus according to your will and your plan. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you. I thank you for everyone who's on Bible Story Land who came on this morning, oh God. Let blessings come forth for their lives, healing come forth. Oh, God, I thank you for your presence being in their lives like never before. So, Father, we just bless and honor you right now. We give you all the praise, all the thanks, all the glory, because you are the King of Kings and you deserve glory. You deserve honor in the mighty, holy name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You are the divine Holy One. Be high and lifted up our King. Oh, we give you praise and we give you thanks, oh God. Father, we can't thank you enough for the sacrifices you make. Oh, Lord, you load us up with benefits every day. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, your mercies are brand new every day. You don't even have to give us mercy, but you choose to give us mercy, oh God. So we thank you for the mercy, brand new mercies on a daily basis, oh God. We are continually counting on you, Lord God, to lead and guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we read your word, oh God, I thank you for all that you're doing in us through your word, just through even the reading of your word. We thank you that your word is basic instructions that we need before we leave this earth, oh God. And we just bless and honor, and we thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. Oh, Most High, we honor you. We bless you. We love you, oh, Lord. You are truly our strength. in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, anybody have any quick thing they want to share this morning before we go off the air? Press 1 if you haven't already. Well, I thank God for each of you. Hold on 1 second. Someone wants to share here. Hold on. All right, Minister Donna Hawkins. Hello? Hello? 270-217-4333.
Minister G?
Yes.
The doctor came in just a few minutes ago, and Mama got another good report. So God is still blessing her.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Still blessing.
But we knew she was going to get a good report, and she's going to get more and get out of there.
That's right. That's what she wants.
Yeah, they're not like being your own home. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for that doctor. We ask the Lord to bless him as he go from patient to patient. All right. Anything else? Anybody else want to share anything else quickly?
Amen. I just want to say thank God for Minister Hawkins and her mother. And Minister Hawkins, she committed to God. And, you know, she accepted the call, and that's just an awesome thing. when you call to God, you pray. When you call to ministry and call to do what God calls you to do, it's that whatever state you're in, be content. And she just being content. Whatever God is blessing her with, she's staying connected to him. Amen. And just, I just want to pray she be encouraged. Continue to go forth in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You heard it, Minister Donna Hawkins. You heard her? She may have her phone on mute right now. But anyway, we thank you, Minister Stacy, for sharing those words of encouragement to Minister Donna Hawkins and to her mom. Well, God bless you. God loves each of you so much. You know he loves you. He sent his only son just for you, not for the everybody, but for you. Yeah, for you. You may not think he's just for you. Yeah, he loves the whole world. He sent Jesus to die for you. So I thank God. You know, Jesus was obedient to God. He said, Lord, if this cup could pass, let it be so. I can't imagine the anguish that he went through. The pain and the suffering, the mental anguish, the torment he was going through, you know, but he was willing because of his obedience to the Father, because of his love for the Father. And Jesus loves us. He's standing at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and for me. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank him. You know, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. And you know what? He sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to guide and lead us daily. So love on God now. You know how you love on God? You obey him. When he say, do this, do it. Don't wait till tomorrow, you'll be done forgot. Don't wait till 2 hours, you'll forget. But obey God quickly, immediately. Do what he tells you to do. That's how you show love. You know, when your children say, Mama, I love you. But yet they disobedient everything you tell them they ain't doing it. That's not love. Love is obedience. That's what it is. So I love each of you, and you know God loves you more than I ever can. Let's get together next week and praise the Lord. Next Saturday is Joyful Praise Day. I look forward to speaking to you all and hearing from you all next Saturday. So let's continue to honor and reverence God, and let's pray for one another. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you, and let's pass our love to each other. Even those who we don't know, we come in contact with, let's pass the love of God on. Love y'all. Talk to y'all next week. Blessings.
God bless you.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.